Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, Miss Adelaide. Hi, Miss Adelaide.
I'd like to hang up a poster. It's a citywide event called Let's Get Together.
Oh?
It's a festival celebrating family and inclusivity and tolerance.
Well, these days there are a lot of different ideas about family and inclusivity and tolerance.
You're not going to allow me to put up that poster, are you?
I can't promote an event that celebrates ideas that I believe are contrary to God's word.
I can't believe I finally made it to Comic Connellsville.
It's impressive, isn't it?
Wooden Bassett!
Oh,
it's me, Cousin Hadley Bassett.
So why are you at a comic book convention?
I own the largest comic book shop in Girdle Creek.
Yeah, you're welcome to stay at my house.
Why is Pastor Juan meeting with Eugene and Katrina?
Well, he wants to talk to them about Buck.
Buck, who was part of the big counterfeit scam and is now in juvenile detention, that Buck?
I'm asking you to consider becoming the halfway house for Buck.
I think we should fill out those forms to bring Buck Oliver into the Meltzner family.
Agreed. Takes so long.
Pastor Juan said most of the processing to release an inmate is tedious bureaucracy and unnecessary waiting. Perhaps it's a final form of punishment before freedom.
I'm nervous, Eugene.
As am I. Though I don't know why. Apart from all the unresolved feelings and deep concerns for what we've agreed to. I mean, we're taking Buck Oliver, a known criminal, into our home.
Are you trying to comfort me?
Well, not very effectively, I suddenly realize.
This is it. Here he comes.
Hello, Miss Katrina. Mr. Eugene.
Greetings and salutations, Buck.
Buck, I'm so happy you're free.
It's not freedom yet, but it's close enough.
Oh, where is Pastor Juan?
Oh, he said he'd check in on us later. He had a situation to deal with inside.
Not related to you?
Nope.
Good.
Well, is this all you have? Just this bag?
That's it.
Then let's go. I have your room already at home.
My room?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of you to call it that.
I'm calling it that because it is your room. We want you to feel at home, Buck.
Before we go any further, I want to say how much I appreciate this.
Oh. You don't have to.
Yes, ma'am, I do. And Mr. Eugene, I've said it to your wife, but I've never said it to you that I'm sorry for everything I did and what's everyone calling it? The Green Ring Conspiracy? Mm. I'm sorry, and I hope you can forgive me.
I can forgive you, Buck, because Katrina has shown me how it's done. But now I believe we should all go home, and you should drop the mister and call me simply Eugene.
Yes, sir.
Oh, let's go before they change their minds and drag you back in.
Me? Oh, Buck.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm happy for any distance we can put between me and my old life.
Your old life. That's right, Buck. Welcome to your new life.
Thanks for signing my Captain Absolutely Cape, Mr. Bassett.
Sure.
Wu-Tang?
Yes, Penny?
The organizers asked me to tell you to stop talking to everyone in line. You need to sign your autograph fast and move them along. Kane Roberts is doing a signing in this booth in half an hour.
He is? Wow, can I get one before I vacate? I love Kane Roberts stuff.
You can try, but he's charging $5 for each one.
$5? Wow, I hope he offers food along with his signature.
I'll move down the line to encourage everyone to be more considerate.
Oh, that'd be nice. Thanks, Penny.
Next!
Oh.
And keep it moving, people!
Hello.
Hi. Just sign the front. You don't have to make it out to anyone.
Well, do you want me to sign my name? I could save you $5 if I sign Kane Roberts.
Nah, yours is good.
Okay.
So, with the Sleuth Family Robinson idea, I assume they have their share of fights between them, you know, while they're solving mysteries.
Fights?
Well, like most families, they don't really like each other, right?
Oh, well, most families I know have their squabbles, but they generally get along.
But the newest comic book characters are supposed to be edgy, irritable, and miserable.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I guess I missed that memo.
Okay.
Thanks for stopping by, generic fan person in the expendable red shirt.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi there.
Wooten Bassett.
Yeah, that's me.
Wooten Bassett. The Wooten Bassett.
Yeah, no offense, but if we don't get beyond my name, Penny's gonna yell at us and Kane Roberts will sue us for lost income.
I'm Dee Grant with Maximized Comics.
Wow, Dee Grant? Can I have your autograph?
Oh, we need to talk.
You waited in line to tell me that?
And I want your autograph.
Oh.
On the bottom of a contract with us.
What?
We want to publish you. Everything you've ever done and ever hoped to do.
Me? With Maximized Comics? In the same company as the Cape Bat Ranger, Superior Man, and Speedster and Farm Kid?
Yeah, to name a few. We're the biggest there is, Wooten.
I know.
Your time with us has come. Can we meet to talk about it?
Well, I'd be crazy not to.
Dinner this evening. I'll send my car for you.
Really? With a driver, too?
6 o'clock, and you can bring your manager.
Manager?
Wooten! Her.
Yeah, my manager. Okay, I'm signing!
I really appreciate you seeing me on a Sunday, Wally.
What, you think we're closed on Sundays?
Well, I just assumed that...
I'm here every day, Jason. If there's one thing I've learned in this business, it's that junk never sleeps.
Hey, Uncle Wally. Whoa! It's Jason Whitaker, Odyssey's own spy guy.
Hi, Jay.
Are you packing heat?
Jay.
I'm just wondering.
Wait outside.
So, Jason, can I call you Jason? Or are you like a 00 code number?
How about 00 brother?
The whole antique thing is just a cover, right? All secret agents do that import-export thing, but you can tell us you're not really there to sell antiques.
Actually, I am.
Oh, can you give it a rest?
Well, I don't know how it works, Uncle Wally. A guy comes in, gives the secret phrase like, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plains. And then you can be sure his place is not about antiques.
It turns into what? A musical?
I hate to disappoint you, Jay, but I really am a normal guy just running a normal antique shop.
There. Now, going back
to... Come on! No. There's no way you gave up the exciting life of a secret agent to sell antiques here in Happyville.
Ignore him, Jason.
Yeah, ignore him, Jason. Until you need my services when the foreign agents come to town looking for atomic formulas and government handouts.
I'll give you a call. So, Wally, look, I'm trying to solve a little non-secret agent kind of mystery for Connie Kendall. She found this key.
I bet it's got a poison capsule in it.
Go away, Jay.
The key goes to a trunk. And this morning, Connie found a receipt in her mother's papers saying that a trunk had been delivered to you.
Me?
June Kendall didn't bring you a load of stuff and a trunk?
Well, she brought a load of things out one day and... Oh, wait! I remember now. There was a trunk. It was locked and she couldn't get it open. She wanted to see if I can get it open without destroying the lid.
And?
And I forgot all about it.
Way to go, Uncle Wally.
I run a junkyard. People don't usually ask me to fix things. But I said I'd try, and if I couldn't, I'd get it to someone who could. But then she died, and, well, it went out of my head.
So is it still here?
If I gave her a receipt, then I would have attached my copy to the trunk. That tells me not to sell it.
And where would you keep it?
This way. I would have put the trunk back here, in front of that pinball machine.
The Turbo X300 Laser Blaster pinball machine.
Yeah, but there's no trunk here now.
That's odd.
Wait, is that your copy of the receipt on the floor?
Oh, yeah. Must have fallen off.
Well, so where's the trunk? It looks like the whole area's been cleaned out.
Yesterday, a guy came in. You sent him over, come to think of it.
Wait, was it the buyer from Hangman's Hollow?
Hangman's Hollow? Now we're talking! What's, Hangman's Hollow?
It's in the woods between here and Connellsville. It's possible
why is it called Hangman's Hollow?
Because it's a hollow where they used to hang people?
Regular people or criminals?
Regular people. Consider that a warning.
It's an area we used to tell stories about. You know, ghosts and monsters and those kinds of things. I'm sure you and your friends have a place like that.
Yeah, but we call it the school lunchroom.
All right, I'm trying to think. The guy came in and wanted to buy anything antique I had lying around.
Yeah, he bought most of my Western antiques, too. So he took the trunk with everything else.
It looks that way.
Well, what am I supposed to tell Connie?
Well, the guy showed up in a rental truck. I know the owner of the company. I'll call him and find out who it was rented to. That'll be easy enough.
Yeah, but why is a stranger buying up junk for a place called Hangman's Hollow?
Something about fixing up a town.
A town? He didn't say anything about a town. I'd have charged him more.
That's it. I'm gonna check this place out. Who wants to come with me?
Nah, I'm going home for a meal with my dad.
You'll take a meal over a mystery at Hangman's Hollow? Boy, you are retired. Uncle Wally?
I'm not walking all the way out there on one of your wild ghost chases.
You could drive me.
You can't drive to Hangman's Hollow. It really is in the middle of nowhere.
What a drag, it is getting old. Fine. I'll do it myself.
Just time it so you're not there after dark. The man said he was furnishing a ghost town.
Sweet! But I can wait.
Buck, we'll be ready to eat in half an hour.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
We should have asked if there's anything you don't like.
Oh.
After the food in the juvenile detention center, anything will be delicious.
If it isn't presumptuous to ask, Buck, can you give us an idea of what it's like in there? I've had mental images of you wearing black and white striped clothes and sleeping in a concrete bunker, as one might see in an old movie. Is it anything like that?
Eugene.
It's okay. Well, we wore orange overalls and slip-on sneakers. No shoelaces. And yes, sir, we see a lot of concrete and cell bars and open plumbing and metal tables.
Were you in your own cell?
No, ma'am. I was in a large dorm-type hall with other non-violent offenders, shoplifters, car thieves, you know. We weren't supposed to talk about why we were in there, but we did anyway.
Did the institution provide any education?
Yes, sir. 4 hours of school every day.
Oh.
What did you do with the rest of the time?
Homework, some reading, watching TV. Mm. We rotated doing the chores in the kitchen or the bathrooms or scrubbing the floors. That stuff, mostly. Otherwise, we had a lot of time on our hands.
Buck, you know I wanted to visit you, but they said family members only.
I know. I appreciated the letters. They meant a lot. The other kids were jealous.
Really? Didn't family write to them or visit?
A few. Most of them came from mixed-up homes, though.
Mixed up?
Hmm?
You know, where there was a mother, maybe, but no father. Or step-parents who didn't like the kids very much. Or kids didn't like their step-parents. Mixed up and messed up, we used to say. Visiting days were trouble.
Oh, how so?
Family members would come to visit, and there'd be blame and arguments and nasty feelings, and everyone would be in a bad mood.
Oh, that's sad.
Did Mr. Skint ever visit you?
I'd rather not talk about him, if you don't mind.
All right.
Is there anything I can do? Would it be all right if I set the table?
Well, we should discuss the rules Pastor Juan gave us. Oh, and school. We were told you should start tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I realize it'll be difficult. You know some of the students from, well, from before.
I'm teaching at the school, Buck. I'll be there.
Pastor Juan said these experiences are part of my punishment or my rehabilitation, depending on how I look at them.
Hmm.
Either way, I won't complain. I'll take what comes and be grateful.
That's a good attitude, Buck.
I won't be any trouble to you. You can count on that.
We're not worried, are we, Eugene?
What would we have to worry about?
That was fantastic, Dad. Thanks. The roast beef was perfect.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, but you didn't eat much.
Well, I'm not very hungry.
Are you feeling all right?
No. I'm not sure. I hope I'm not coming down with something.
What's wrong?
I've been feeling a little woozy, tired.
Well, it's a good thing you have nothing planned. Thank God for Sundays.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hi, Rich. It's Detective
Polhouse. Oh, hi, Detective. What can I do for you?
Did you get a notification about the alarm at your shop?
No, I didn't. It would have called my cell phone and... Oh, that's in the other room. Why? What's wrong?
You should come down to the shop.
Oh, all right. I'll be right over.
What happened?
Wits End has been vandalized. Detective Bolthouse.
Oh, hi, Whit. Jason?
Wow, what in the world happened here?
Yeah, it looks to me like the front of the shop was pelted with balloons filled with paint.
Oh, what a mess.
And the colors are unusual. Black and pink?
Yeah. Any idea why someone would do this?
Not offhand.
Well, were any other businesses targeted? Maybe it's one of those drive-by kinds of things.
Uh-huh. Kids with paint-filled balloons driving down Main Street on a Sunday afternoon, randomly attacking buildings.
It could happen.
Wits End was the only one. The colors they use point to a particular group of activists in the area. They get vocal and like to stir things up from time to time.
What group?
They call themselves the Vigilantors. Goofy name. Like something from Comic Connellsville.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, but they don't usually work around Odyssey.
Did you do anything to annoy them, Whit?
I don't think so. Though...
What?
Well, I wouldn't want to make any idle accusations.
Give me a hint.
Well, no, I better not. I wouldn't want you to do anything unless there was hard evidence.
As if I would. I operate by the book.
Yeah, what book?
Oh... any Pulp Fiction I happen to have lying around?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm afraid of.
Now, come on, Whit. You may as well tell me what you suspect.
Well, I'll tell you, but I'm not suggesting it's connected. I had a conversation yesterday with Ms. Adelaide.
The school teacher?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
So what do you say, Uncle Wally?
The truck was rented by a company called Family Survivor.
What's that? Some kind of therapy group?
He didn't know. But he has an address and a phone number. They're out near Connellsville, one of those industrial parks.
What are we waiting for? Let's go.
You think you're coming with me?
You can't investigate this mystery without me.
Oh, suddenly you're Sherlock Smouse?
You wouldn't even have a mystery if I hadn't shoved that trunk over by the...
You moved the trunk?
It was in the way of the Turbo X300 laser blaster pinball machine, so I moved it out of the way.
Over with the other stuff I let that guy take. Thanks, Jay.
How was I supposed to know your junk was organized? I mean, it's junk.
I think it's time for you to go home.
Well, what about Hangman's Hollow?
Go home.
No, I really want to.
Seriously, Jay, your mother's calling you for dinner.
No, she isn't.
You were saying?
Now that's just creepy.
Home. I am exhausted. And not just exhausted, but that particular kind of exhausted that goes beyond normal kinds of exhausted. I'm sure there's some kind of Latin word for it.
It was a great Comic Connellsville, Wooten.
Yeah.
The best they ever had.
Have you been to others, Hadley?
No, which makes it even better when you have nothing to compare it to.
There's no arguing with that.
Have I mentioned that I love your Sleuth Family Robinson idea?
Oh, I'm glad, Hadley.
Ooh, I'm wired. Can you tell that I'm wired?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about the offer from D. Grant? It's a pretty big deal. Maximized Comics doesn't offer a contract to just anyone. Definitely not me.
Or me.
You do comics, Penny?
No.
And that restaurant. Do you know how long it's been since I ate in a restaurant that didn't have the heads of wild game watching my every bite?
Oh, it was really nice.
Yeah, but all the same, I don't think being treated to an expensive restaurant, even if it has the largest selection of eating utensils I've ever seen, should influence my decision.
What about Hugo Wells? Have you thought about selling him some of your original art?
Well, only if he takes me to a really expensive restaurant with a very large wildlife display.
Hadley, why are you so anxious about what Wooten decides?
I'm not anxious. I'm excited to be here as a witness to the moment when Wooten Bassett goes from a cult comic figure to the mainstream.
Wow, I'm a cult comic figure?
I suppose that's better than being a comic cult figure.
Or a member of a comic figure cult.
You're teasing me, but this is serious. Tell you what. Since you're both tired, I'm going to treat you to a homemade dessert with items made from your own kitchen.
Plates, bakeware, and a galloping gourmet can opener?
That's very nice of you.
It'll be my pleasure. Leave it to me.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
Maybe we should help him.
Why? Sounds like he's breaking everything just fine on his own.
Oh.
Yeah,
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Since when do they put guards around industrial parks?
When do you want?
I'm here to talk to someone with family survivors.
You have an appointment?
No, because I don't know who I need to talk to.
What's your business?
Junk. You see the writing on the side of my truck?
I see it, but it doesn't tell me I should let you through.
Someone from Family Survivor came to my junkyard and picked up a load of stuff for whatever's going on here. He took a trunk by accident. I want the trunk back.
That's probably Mr. Hall.
We can start with him.
Wait here.
Where would I go?
Huh?
I said, where would I go? Ah, never mind.
Dad, I wish you'd told me about your argument with Ms. Adelaide.
Oh, it wasn't really an argument.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a hug fest either. I'm sure there's a connection between that festival and whoever vandalized the shop.
Well, I don't want to assume anything.
Look, people are getting militant about their opinions, and they're more than happy to trounce those who get in their way. This could be the start of a campaign against you.
All because I said no to hanging up a poster.
It isn't about the poster. You said no to them.
Well, I've never been afraid to stand up for what I believe.
I know, but this time it might cost you.
Mr. Hagler.
Mr. Hall.
I'm sorry about the security checks and rigmarole, but they've got a lockdown on what we're doing.
What are you doing?
If I was allowed to say, we wouldn't do a lockdown. Is this the trunk you were looking for?
That's the one. I'm glad you still have it.
Good thing for you it wasn't tagged yet, or we'd have busted open the lock.
Tagged?
To put on the... Anyway, I'll help you put it in the back of your truck.
Thanks. Yeah, the owner will be relieved to get it back.
What's inside, do you know?
No idea. You know, word is getting around about mysterious things happening in Hangman's Hollow.
Just so no one tries to go there.
Why? What'll happen if they do?
Did I mention that there's a ghost town?
I'm glad Buck is home safe and sound with Eugene and Katrina, though it was sad to hear about his life in the juvenile hall. I noticed that he encountered a lot of kids that didn't seem to understand what a family should be. That's one of many things that can go wrong when we sidestep God's design for us, a design that He wants based on love. When we stop behaving the way God wants us to, painful things can happen. I can't wait to find out how Buck does in the days ahead. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Ties That Bind was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Dave Arnold. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.